This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Thursday, the 6th of January. Let's find out what happened on this day. Aussie promoter and publicist Harry M. Miller was born on this day in 1934, sadly passing away in 2018. He was the head of the talent agency for Harry M. Miller Group.
Murray Rose was born in England on this day, Australian swimming legend. He had picked up 3 gold medals in 1956, the Olympic Games, and the 4th gold in Rome in 1960.
Passed away in 2012. Someone else that is no longer with us but was born today in Glasgow, Scotland, 1953, Malcolm Young. Of course, the original rhythm guitarist with AC/DC.
How can we forget that one?
Legend.
Rowan Atkins was born in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, England, on this day, 1955, which makes Rowan 67.
Of course, he brought us the fabulous Mr. Bean. Kapil Dev, the Indian cricketer and coach, today turned 63.
Nigella Lawson, the lady who made food very sexy, turned 62 today.
Norman Reedus, the US actor, best known for playing Daryl Dixon in The Walking Dead, turns 53. Little trivia about Norman Reedus. He was originally pipped just to be in it for a little bit, but they loved his character so much they kept writing him in. Now he's the most popular one in the series.
Irwin Thomas was born in Manhattan, New York on this day in 1971. Who is Irwin Thomas? You probably know him better as Jack Jones, the lead singer of this group. So hold me,
your arms. Sounds like John Farnham.
He really does. Beautiful voice. Love it. And Eddie Redmayne, the UK actor, turns the big 4-0 today. He is absolutely incredible. One of my fave actors, of course, starred in Les Mis. He also won an Oscar for portraying Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything and, of course, played Newt Scamander in the Harry Potter spin-off Fantastic Beasts.
World's first surf carnival was held in Sydney, Manly Beach on this day way back in 1912.
In 1930, Don Bradman played for New South Wales and scored a record 452 not out against Queensland in his first innings at the SCG.
And this guy recorded this song. 1958, Johnny B. Good, Chuck Berry.
Oh, fabulous. 1970, Johnny Famichon retained the world featherweight boxing crown, defeating Fighting Harada in Tokyo.
Shane Warne took one for 150 in his first test innings in 92.
Now this one, 1994, very controversial. Nancy Kerrigan, the US ice skater, was clubbed on the knee by a metal baton in an attack planned by fellow skater Tonya Harding. And of course, that went on to be a big motion picture, which starred Margot Robbie.
And can you believe this? It was on this day 1 year ago. A violent mob of Donald Trump supporters attacked the United States Capitol, disrupting certification of the 2020 presidential election and forcing Congress to evacuate the building.
Yeah, 5 people died during that riot. Absolutely ridiculous. It's something you see in a movie.
On this day, 1 year ago.
I can't believe it. Thank God he's not president anymore. And that's on this day for Thursday, the 6th of January.